It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to roughgreens.com. Use promo code 90DAY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Use promo code 90DAY. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Baptized. Everything's all right when she calls me back. She calls me back. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Drive with Bella. How are you? I hope you are all doing very, 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 very swell. Welcome to the very first official episode of the Daily Drive. Technically, there is a pilot episode. Also, if you hear that, we are on the move. We are officially driving. There is technically a pilot. It went out for patrons. It's a little scuffed. I mean, if you're new here, hi, I'm Bella. If you don't know me from all of my other everything, I have a YouTube channel where I do ASMR audio role plays for all the genders. I have Sincerely No Seer and No Seer ASMR. excuse me, I have a little tickle in my throat. I am currently getting over being sick, so if you're like, wow, you sound different, that's also why. Also, I'm in a car, and also I'm not putting on the voice actor voice. I don't know. I don't call it a voice, but I definitely, like, make myself sound prettier for the sake of videos. But I also sound sick right now, because that's what I am. So please accept me as I am. If you are confused or new here, hi, I'm Bella. If you cannot tell, we're driving. I have to commute anyway. I love talking while driving. And I do it for a living, so I figured, why the fuck not turn it into a podcast? Y'all have been begging me to bring back my podcast with my best friend, Verum. However, I miss Verum too, so I figured it's time to podcast, because I talk a lot. And I may as well not waste my words, am I right? Right. So, hi, hello, how are you? I hope you are doing well. I am doing well. It's currently 8 p.m. And while that's not very late, it's very dark because it's now winter. I've always been kind of blind. Not blind in the sense of I literally can't see, but blind in the sense of I need glasses. And I went to Europe about a year ago. I went to Italy and Spain. But on my flight over, I had a layover in Switzerland in which my glasses went missing. So I enjoyed my trip to Europe blind, and then I came home and I found my backups, and I've been using those for the last year because I keep forgetting to go to the optometrist, and I was using my backups, and I don't know, I've just been doing a lot of beep-bopping around, traveling, going to different cities, meeting a bunch of new people, and somehow, somewhere, some way, my glasses went missing. I've been driving blind, and I get, like, night blind. Like, it's really hard for me to see at night. My car sounds loud, but I swear, I'm not, like, speeding. I'm just trying to keep up with traffic. That's the way it goes. Hi, I gotta get over. Thank you. I also currently live in the state of California. I do not wish to stay here, and I haven't always been here. So if you're like, what? She's been in California this whole time? No, she hasn't. She moved here recently. I hate the traffic here. I really have adapted to California driving. I drive like a Californian. I don't love it. Not exactly proud of it, but I drive like a Californian now. But that also means I encounter California drivers. And if you're not from California and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, buckle in, you're gonna see it. Maybe not tonight. I feel like I encounter less dumb drivers at night. However, I did encounter a drunk driver earlier. Thankfully, I was not behind the wheel, but it's always scary to be encountering a drunk driver on the road. If you drink, don't drive. That's all I gotta say. Kind of scary. Keep yourself safe and honestly just do everyone else a favor and stay off the effing road. I get night blind where it's just like basically all the lights, like the lights coming from behind, the lights coming from in front, they just kind of like make it hard for me to see literally anything else. So driving at night is very tricky and it gives me a headache and it really strains my eyes. So I hate it, but I gotta go home, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But I'm very, 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 very happy to have you here. We're gonna talk about a plethora of different things on the Daily Drives with Bella. Today, I did a lot. I'll recap my day to start because I think that's a good way to go. I woke up right freaking early because I thought I was going to be meeting with my friend, and then my friend slept through all the alarms, so it didn't end up happening, and I ended up going to go see my horse because I have a horse, I have a stinky old man, and unfortunately my stinky old man, he is going away for 30 days to be rebroken under saddle. And if you're not a horse person and you have no idea what those words mean, pretty much means my horse hasn't been ridden in over a year and he's a stinky little shit and he's pissy about it. And so I'm going to send him to a professional to sit on him and make him be a good boy. Because basically, I don't know, I've gotten on him and he just doesn't like to move. He's lazy and old. But, sorry, I think I was falling too closely to the car in front of me. I'm gonna send him away for a 30-day training where he will be ridden like 3 to 4 times a week, just to get used to being ridden again, so that way when he comes back, I can ride him easier, hopefully. So that'll be great. I'm gonna miss him so very dearly. He's my boy. I see him like every day. It's a long drive to go see him, but it's always worth it. He's so sweet, he's so stinky, he's so stubborn, but I love the absolute shit out of him. I am in the market for a new horse, however, I need a house first. I have done the 20-year-old move back in with your dad move recently because, it's very loud. Sorry, there's a lot of lights right now. I would also like to mention, while I am podcasting while driving, my main focus is always driving. I'm not too worried about the sounds, not too worried about, you know, making sure it all fucking works. I'm more worried about driving. So I would like to say that's my priority. So if there's any glitches, just know it's nothing personal. I value the lives of the people around me and myself. I would never do anything that is dangerous. I would like to say that everything podcast-wise gets set up before I'm driving, and nothing gets touched while I'm driving, and thus far I've never had to like fix anything. I have a pretty good setup where everything.
Mo.us.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Play responsibly, conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.US.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to roughgreens.com. Use promo code 90DAY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Use promo code 90DAY. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Everything is set the way it needs to be. But if in the future anything ever needs to be adjusted, I will pull over. So please, I guess I should have said that first. Please don't worry. I promise I'm being as safe as possible. Granted, driving with no glasses is not the safest thing, but I'm doing everything I can, and I will be getting glasses. sorry, I kind of forgot what I was saying before I said that. Yes, talking about my stinky old horse. Yes, I love him. He's a good old boy. He's just the bestest. One of my old friends from high school just texted me, sent me a TikTok, it looks like, according to my CarPlay. Don't worry, I don't text and drive. I am a good girl. So I love my stinky old horse. Although I'm not going to lie, it will be a bit of a relief to not have to worry about him over the holidays. He will be being completely taken care of by the trainer. He will be going to her house. I don't know. Things like this make me nervous, you know. He's a living animal, and I love to make... I don't know. He's my baby boy, and I like to make sure he's being taken care of to, you know, the degree I love him. So, yeah. That's happening, I think, later this week, actually. This week for me. Not this week for you. I'm so sorry. By the time you hear this, he will most likely already be at his training. So hopefully it's going well. I'm sure I will have an update for you in a couple of episodes. I have a very cool things coming up for the podcast. I have a collab coming up on the podcast. I know, so exciting, so soon. By the time you hear this, you may be listening to it on Spotify, but by the time you listen to this, the podcast should be out on Spotify. If you are listening on YouTube or Patreon, I hope you are enjoying, but it's also available on Spotify, and hopefully Amazon Music / Audible, and somewhere else, Apple Music, I can't remember, I'm thinking of where I'm gonna release it, hopefully all of them, but if they give me trouble, I'm not gonna, like, stress myself out trying to, like, get it out there. This is more for fun than it is for anything, like, business-wise. I love getting the chance to connect with all of you guys, and I love getting the chance to just talk. I will say that it is a bit crazy right now. I did not think this many people were going to be on the roads for how late it was, but, yeah, there's a lot of bright lights happening. People are riding my ass, but it's like, that's not going to make me go any faster, and I cannot get out of your way if you are, like, putting me in a bad position. See, this is my thing with California drivers. They'll ride your ass when you clearly have nowhere to go. Like, even if I wanted to get out of this person's way, I cannot. There's traffic. Like, I'm not holding up the line. There's just simply nowhere. There's a line. Like, that's it. Like, I'm so sorry. Please get off my ass. When you want to go faster, and there's no one in front of them, they're just in the fast lane, but they just don't want to move over. I swear, I will sit behind someone wanting to go faster than them or wanting them to move over, and, like, I'll flash my brights at some people sometimes if I know, like, there's people out, and it's never, like, an anger, it's more like a, hey, like, hi, I'm behind you, can you maybe get out of my way? So, like, and, like, I cannot tell you how many times I will stare at someone dead in the eyes, like, see their eyes in the rearview mirror, and they do not check behind them once. Oh, this person just veered into my lane. Thank you. Please do not do that and hit me. Oh. that shit drives me crazy. It's like, how do you not look in your mirrors? Like, I personally am checking my mirrors constantly, but I'm also like, if someone's behind me and they want to go faster, I want to get out of their way. Like, I want to be a nice and respectful driver. Like, the thing I've, like, I grew up in Oregon, so, like, I got my license in Oregon. Like, all of my, like, driving experience or my foundation of driving came in Oregon, where it is very much like, oh, you want to get over here? Let me slow down. I'll make room for you to get over. Like, it's very, like, communal, you know? People care, you know? California, it is every man for themselves on these freeways, on these roads, on these streets. Like, no one gives a fuck. Like, you could have your blinker on for a fat mile and you'll be lucky if someone lets you in. And I don't know, maybe it's just where I live, but I've been scouring a bunch of the local cities around California lately, and wow, people just drive like assholes here. And I will admit, I definitely have my asshole moments too. I'm not perfect at all, but I definitely try, and I definitely have my asshole moments where I'm just like, ooh, sorry, like, shit's gotta happen. But I try my dilly darndest to not be an asshole. So I try. So yeah, this is a note. If any of you drive in California and you do not check your mirrors, you should do that more. And if you live in California and you don't like to move over if someone's riding your ass, then maybe you should do that. Or, you know, maybe not. I can't tell you what to do. This is just what I would wish people would do. But does anybody else, like, talk to themselves in the car? I'm very fortunate where I have a job where talking to myself is quite literally the job. But, does anybody else do this? Because I swear, I be having, like, conversations in the car. Obviously not with myself. I don't talk back. Like, I ain't crazy. But, you know, like, orchestrate conversations in your head. Like, I don't know. Like, you're ever just like, oh, like, I have to have an argument with someone or I have to have a conversation with someone. So you just, like, practice it? I don't know. Is that just me? I don't know, maybe that's just me. I hope y'all relate and I don't sound crazy, but it's like, dang, I like to rock out in the car. I like to do a lot in the car. I love my car. For as blind as I am, my car is definitely my safe space, even though I can't see. I definitely like to, and let me know, comment down below if any of you guys do this too. Or if you're listening on Spotify, just respond in your head. But comment down below. Do you guys, like, if you're, like, driving, like, on the freeway for a longer distance or whatever, do you, like, make buddies with, like, the car you're in front of or behind? Like, especially if you're behind them for a minute, like, oh, I've been behind, like, this Mustang for, like, 5 miles. Like, we're buddies now. Because I definitely do that. Like, there are times where I'll be stuck on the same freeway for 10 miles and I'll be behind the same car and I'll be like, no, my friend, they're gone. Because, you know, they have to take their exit. Or it's just like, if someone cuts them off, like, I'll be a dick to them too because, like, we've been buddies this whole time. Like, you've been nice to me on the road, I've been nice to you. Dang, my car really sounds very zoom zoomy. I've been alerted that I need new tires, apparently, which I definitely do. But, new tires are expensive, and, my car is getting an oil change, and I'm prioritizing that first. So, please listen to my podcast so I can get new tires. Please, 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 please.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
And also, oh, you know what I would also really appreciate? Please comment song recommendations because, listen, I love the music I listen to, but I have to say, I don't add in new music to my rotation enough. I just be listening to the same, like, Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams song. And don't get me wrong, I love Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams, but that being the only thing I listen to, and I mean it, only thing I listen to is a little rough. I listen to Noah Kahan too, as we could tell by the opening of this video or podcast, but those three people being the only thing I listen to, starting to get a little bit old, especially because it's just like I've been listening to the same playlist for the last 3 months. 3 months. Can you see why I started talking to myself in the car? Do you understand now? Do you see why we got here? Do you see? Because, man, I see. I'm going a little crazy, and I don't know what it is. I'm just, like, it's hard for me to discover new music. Like, I don't know. I don't like listening to songs I don't know the words to. Because I like, when I'm in the car, I don't like to waste time. I like to rock out to songs I know. I don't like listening to songs I don't know the words to. But it's like, I like finding new music. So it's a double-edged sword. You know what I mean? Oh, gosh, I'm talking so much. I'm, like, rubbing the skin off my lips. This is how you know I'm a yapper. I yap, yap, yap the skin off my lips. Sorry if that was a little graphic. But I hope you're enjoying this episode. I hope, I don't know, I'm excited. I, like, want to know what you guys think of my podcast, but only the pilot's out, and not even all of you get to hear it. It's paywalled. So, oh, there's a motorcycle behind me. Also, if you see motorcycles on the road, maybe you can hear it. Oh, there's two. That was a Harley, and I don't know what that was. Okay. If you see motorcycles on the road, take care of them. Take care of the motorcyclists. Leave them extra room. Get out the way. Even though sometimes they're assholes, they do not have the protection of a car. I always say, leave extra space. You know what I mean? Like, if you see them coming, don't be a dick. It's not worth it. Like, that is literally somebody's life. It always pisses me off to see, like, I've genuinely seen, like, I've only ever seen trucks do it. I'm not discriminating. I'm sure cars do it as well, but I'm just going to say trucks because I've only ever seen trucks do it. Not like semis. I mean, just like pickup trucks. Like, a motorcycle will be driving and then the pickup will, like, just swerve over in front of it to, like, I hit it. I don't know, like, fuck it up. That's like sticking your foot out when someone's walking trying to trip them. And I'm just like, dude, what? And in no world is this funny or a joke. Like, it's literally attempted murder. Like, I mean, at least in my head it should be, because it's just like, what else, what other outcome are you expecting? Like, either the motorcyclist is gonna fucking fall and get the worst road rash, and, you know, at the very least, you know, if they're wearing, like, their helmet and shit, like, oh, I don't know, it pisses me off because it's so stupid and dangerous. I'm not a fan of jokes that aren't funny, you know what I mean? Like, I genuinely think the point of jokes are to laugh, not to, like, put somebody's life in danger. Like, I can't. So, yeah, always leave room for the little guys. Watch out for the little guys on the road. Even if they're assholes, like, I've had times where, like, I've literally had a motorcyclist, like, smack the back of my car, and I still, like, looked out for him later down the line. Because it's just, like, they may be little shits, but, like, I don't know, you'd have to be a huge, huge, fat shit for you to deserve to fucking die. And even then, if you deserve to die, that is not my fucking place to decide that. Holy shit, okay, we're going off on a tangent here. No one gets to decide who gets to die is really the long story short, okay? Be nice to the little guys on the road. I guess another thing I could say is road rage is never worth your life. So, like, no matter how pissy you are, someone cut you off, there's no reason to react. None. Sometimes I do have to remind myself of that, too. Excuse me, do you guys hear that? I'm exhausted. I wake up so early, and I just be doing so much. It's kind of insane. I've been a busy girl. Busy bee. I've been full-on work mode, which has been so nice. I was a little bit stuck, I'm not gonna lie. I've been really even hesitant to talk about this, like, online, just because I felt like talking about it would just burn me out, like, completely. But I got burnt out. And it's like, it took me a while to also realize, like, that's okay. Like, getting burnt out was okay. Like, I had to really, like, take a step back and be like, okay, I've been doing this for 4 fucking years. Like, that's no short time. Like, that's no 6 months. Like, that's 4 years. 4 years. I've been doing this for 4 years. It's understandable. It's a creative job. It's very creatively demanding. So it makes sense that I got burnt out, but I was just feeling so guilty about it for months. I was honestly, like, hiding from the fact that I felt burnt out, and I was just trying to work through it. And if anyone who suffered with burnout knows, trying to push through it is the absolute worst thing you can do. So eventually I got to a point where I was just like, okay, let it be. Like, just ride the workflow. Like, when you feel like working, work, but don't force it. And it really, really helped. I'm finally, finally, finally feeling so, so, so passionate like I used to again. And I'll admit, there was a minute there where I was scared it wasn't coming back and I was just going to have to, like, find a new job and retire from this, you know? Not, like, retire in the sense of, oh, I'm set for life, woo-woo, but, like, just be done and find something new to do. But, no, I'm so glad, like, I found my love for it again. And it truly is just, like, connecting with the people who listen is what really keeps me connected, because it's just like I got into this not because it was cool or not because like being a YouTuber or whatever is cool or whatever. I mean, it is cool, don't get me wrong, but I got into this because at my core I wanted to help people sleep, because I could never sleep. Like, genuinely, I could never sleep, and I just wanted to hopefully lend my voice to be able to help. And I definitely got detached to that. I think like reaching 100K was weird for me because it gave me a lot of stage fright. Like, when I got close to my 100K milestone, I looked up what a stadium of 100,000 people looked like, and I honestly, it psyched me the fuck out. And I think that attributed to my burnout. It was kind of just like, I was like nervous all of a sudden. And then, like, to detach from my nerves, I had to almost look at everybody like a number. And then it detaches you from why you even started in the first place. And, that was not what I wanted, you know? I think the reason, like, my content got me where I am is because my passion showed through it. Like, I really care about my work, and I really hope, and I really do think my work reflects that. So it was very important to me that I didn't regard you guys like a number, and had to remind myself, like, there is real people in the headphones that are listening to me. Like, there are real people here. Lives you're touching. And it's like, you're right, like, I don't have a direct hand in any of your guys' lives, but at the end of the day, if you go home and you plug in your headphones and you choose to listen to me, that's a huge deal to me. That is truly, like, I'm so honored, and I just, it makes me feel special, and I don't know if that's a good thing, but, like, I feel honored that you guys choose to spend your time with me, even if it's not, like, with me per se, and it's with the character I'm playing, or, you know, the script I'm reading off of, or, you know, whatever. It, like, we're here together, and I don't know, like, at my core, that is why I started this, because I started this, A, because I wanted to help people sleep, like, I got helped, but at the same time, like, I started this at a point where I had a horrible time processing my emotions. I literally could not. The only way I could was to put them through videos. I've talked about this before, but, like, every time I was experiencing something, like, hard in my life, I would find a way to portray that in my videos and, in a sense, give my pain away to the characters I were playing, you know, as if it were theirs. And I don't know if that's healthy, but that's what I did. And I don't know, I'm at a great place now, mentally and physically. Like, this job has, I can confidently say this job saved my life when I was in some of the darkest places. So it only felt right to treat it that way, you know? It's important, and it's not just like a job where I'm sitting at a computer and inputting data. I'm sitting here and I'm being creative and I'm touching people and I'm trying to, like, touch your heart, you know what I mean? And I feel very fortunate that I have a job where I can do that, and I genuinely love what I do, and it just allows me so much creative freedom. And at this point, I'm just fucking yapping. I'm sure you guys don't want to be hearing about this, so I will move on to the next topic. Unfortunately, we are getting close to closing time. These are probably going to stay roughly around 30 minutes. That's how much my daily commute is. It's about 30 minutes. So I was thinking these will usually stay, and then we'll have special episodes, I'm sure. I often drive, like, longer than 30 minutes. However, I don't know how often those will be recorded, because I'm often, like, with people you guys don't know. I did do a collab with Liam Talks that will be out next, but he is, you know, a newfound creator, and I'm so, 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 so excited for you guys to meet him. He's featured in one of my videos, and he does have a channel of his own, but he is super cool, and I'm excited for you guys to meet him. He's very interesting, so I'm glad he's making his way into the ASMR community, finally. And yeah, I'm definitely hoping to collab with other people in the future. It's different. This type of collabing is obviously very different. And I won't collab with a bunch of people. There's just a very... There's few people I trust to collab with. Obviously, there's a level of anonymity that comes with this job. And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Much love to everybody. But I like my privacy. I've gotten comments where it's just like, you hide your face because you're ugly. No. I mean, at least I don't think I'm ugly. Like, what the heck? I think I'm okay. But I guess that's up to you guys, I guess. But I guess you'll never really know unless I don't know. I low-key feel like I'll face reveal, like, when it's time for me to retire. Like, I'll probably, like, oh, okay. I'm done now. I'm graduating. Like, here's a face reveal. Here's what I looked like the entire time. Ooh, there's a water bottle. Sorry about that. That was probably loud. And then I'll probably take my exit. Don't count on it, though. I don't know. I might change my mind. If I'm in a very different place, I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to start wrapping this up because my outro will probably take me a few minutes to get through because I like to talk. Obviously, duh, as you guys can tell. God, that water bottle is going to get annoying. I need to pick that up before the next episode. But yes, I have been doing this for 4 years. And I'm very grateful to have the space I have and to have the audience I have. And I love you all so much. And I really hope you guys enjoy these. I will definitely, like, actually bring topics for each episode. I just really wanted to get this first episode out and up to give you guys a taste. So it wasn't just, like, the pilot and then nothing. You all are important and I wanted to show you as well. So I'm excited, but yeah, I'm about to be home and I'm going to get some rest because I'm tired and I woke up early. I hope that you guys should comment. Let me know what your commutes are. I will try to make these whatever the average commute is so that way it can last your whole commute. I will get rid of that water bottle, I swear. I just can't get it because I'm driving. See, I'm a safe girl. Yes, please let me know what your commute is. Let me know what you would like to hear me talk about, if anything, because I have a bunch of topics. Don't worry, I'm not fiending for topics yet. I am good for now, but I would love your guys' input. I'm probably going to hear the water bottle just about now. I have a lot of roundabouts on the way to my house. Yeah, I truly love talking to you guys. I'm sorry this episode wasn't terribly interesting. How lame of me. How lame. I just got all sentimental for my first episode. I did have topics lined up for this episode, but I've just talked so much today. I was so social today. I honestly probably shouldn't have filmed a podcast episode, but I'm just so excited and so passionate about this, and I really wanted that to reflect. I didn't want to wait. Oh my gosh, I just saw a bat. That was so cool. It was flying. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. One time, I was laying on the ground at my best friend's college outside of the parking garage, and a bat just flew and landed right by my head. It was terrifying. A little funny story to end out the night. I'm actually pulling into my neighborhood, so I'm going to close this out here. Thank you so much for listening and coming with me on my daily commute. It really does make it go by so much faster. I really, really appreciate you. Do you think I could use the carpool lane? You'll have to let me know next podcast. We can chat about this next episode. Let me know if you think I should be allowed to use the carpool lane if I'm podcasting. I get pulled over. Sorry, officer. My carpooler is right here. And he's like, what is it? It's my podcast with a bunch of people listening. Anyway, I've just pulled into my driveway, so I have to end this here. Otherwise, this isn't the Daily Drive with Bella. It's just me talking. So thank you so, so much for joining me. And I will see you all in the next episode. Drive safe.
Mo-do! go.us.
Visit MODO.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.